Signs of discrimination can be subtle. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Mary Murphy, assistant professor in the Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences at Indiana University, delves into how women in STEM fields are marginalized.
Our environment plays a big role in how we interact with the world. Go into your typical startup company, for example. You may see comic books, action movie posters, or stacks of caffeinated beverage cans, symbols of all-night coding sessions, and a stereotypically masculine culture. Or visit a college science classroom. Maybe you see posters of Albert Einstein, but not Marie Curie. These are the sort of subtle cues in our environment that I study. Over the next 5 years, I will lead a large-scale study on how these cues impact women's success in science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM fields. We're going to observe these cues and the signals they communicate in the real world. Using a new technology called the ear, we will record snippets of conversation between 2,000 students and their professors to study how they interact in learning environments. Do men speak more often than women? Do well-meaning instructors' words reveal unconscious assumptions about male and female students' math abilities, for example? We will also conduct more traditional controlled experiments that manipulate these cues and track physical stress and performance. This study is one of the first and largest of its kind. While psychologists studied blatant discrimination against women in STEM, we're interested in more subtle signals that some may not yet notice or understand, but that likely shape people's motivation, interest, persistence, and performance. We will also create free instructional materials aimed at educators, managers, and CEOs based on the research outcomes. These will include guidelines, videos, and other tools anyone can use to create spaces that feel welcome to everyone, including women and people of color. Our future increasingly depends on success in STEM. We can't advance together if half the population feels like they're left out of the club.
That was Mary Murphy of Indiana University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
I'm always trying this. I try to live on science alone now. Analysis and freaky sensitivity.